Okay, I think we're recording. Okay. Welcome to the Bethel Township Board of Trustees, December 30th, 2025 meeting, even though your sheet says 2026. This is a workshop meeting. Call to order time will be 6 o'clock p.m. Call the roll, please.
Fire Chief Cahill, absent. Fiscal Officer Ross, here. Trustee Van Heeren, absent. Trustee Reese.
Present.
Trustee Dick.
Here. Okay. First up, we're going to have public comments on items on the agenda. Were they all for the...
Is there anything in here on truck parking? On the agenda?
No, I don't think so.
There's Newberry Wyndham Drainage on here?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Truck parking. I have truck parking and Newberry Wyndham, so we'll do that one first since it's on the agenda. Okay. Kim Brandenburg.
Hi. You know why I'm here.
Yeah, I know.
I haven't been to a meeting in a while, but I have been listening to all of them, and I know you guys are working on waiting on the last I heard. Do I need to come up here?
I should probably drag that out. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Come up and say your name and address, and then because then when we put it in the minutes, it's there.
I'm Kim Brandenburg, 7825 Newberry Road, and I'm here on the Newberry Wyndham drainage issue, and I know you guys have been waiting on the town. I think the
county engineers
to come out, and I know they move slow. And I've been listening to all the minutes and everything. My concern was that since the what's his name,
Cody,
I know he was really leading the charge on bugging them, and with him being gone, I'm just here to represent the neighborhood to say we're still here.
No.
And that spring's going to be here before we know it. So just to kind of keep
it's
that
on our list.
I did see it on here, but I'm just here to kind of represent.
The ball.
I know you haven't.
We haven't.
It's in their court.
Yeah.
I just want to make sure it stays up there with Cody being gone and everything.
Yeah.
Don't even.
Okay.
Don't bother.
All right.
We're following up on the things he was.
Okay, that's I'm just the face of Newberry and Wyndham. That's all I'm here
call
for.
Call me anytime you have my cell phone number.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know you're kind of in limbo right now, but I'm just getting nervous because I know spring's coming and I know what that means for all of us.
Water.
So,
I know.
Yeah. So that's all. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for.
Okay.
We'll do the other one later, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
So next up is new business. So administrator and zoning, I just wanted to mention that I would like to post a job opening for a zoning inspector part-time. I included in here the current zoning inspector job description so you guys could review it. It's on 4 and 5.
Mm-hmm.
Right there.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm okay with it. It does have the access secretary at the Board of Zoning Appeals and Zoning Commission. We now have a zoning secretary, so I just thought I'd modify that a little bit to say when the zoning secretary is not available. And that was the only change that I think we need to make, other than there's a typo in the very last sentence, which I'll fix. We will have to vote on the job description change at the next meeting, so that there will be a resolution. So if there's anything else you feel needs to be changed in the description, just let me know. Doesn't have to be now, just by next Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So I highlighted in yellow the part that was the zoning secretary that I think we just need to qualify it now to say. Okay.
We can discuss it then when Josh is sworn.
Josh
is already in, but he doesn't take
right.
office until January 1st. So at that point, if Josh has questions, he can send
them.
He
can send them now.
Yeah, he can send them now.
Send away. Okay, so next up is the fire EMS. I just did want to mention again that we are losing Fire Chief Cahill and Battalion Chief Arnold. We're both resigning. Well, one's the 31st and one's the 1st. Mr. Arnold has been here like 20 years.
Mm-hmm.
I can't remember the exact date. Ben is more than 10, and I just wanted to say thank you to them, and they will be missed. You know, it's hard for us. I know we're part-time and everybody has a full-time job, but, you know, we're going to miss them. So, and I think you said you have a letter from Beth that
I do have. I have two letters from Beth, one for Mike and one for Ben. And she asked me to read it at the meeting. I'll do Mike's first. Mike Arnold, it is with sincere appreciation and respect that I offer this letter of commendation for Mike Arnold in recognition of more than 20 years of dedicated service to Bethel Township. And I want to thank Fiscal Officer Ross for reading it for me since I am out of town. Throughout his 20 years with the department, Mike demonstrated an unwavering commitment to public service, spending the majority of his career with Bethel Township Fire Department, while also serving the township with distinction as zoning administrator for 4 years in every role as assumed. Mike brought professionalism, integrity, and a strong sense of responsibility to the residents he served. Within the fire department, Mike's career was marked by steady leadership, operational excellence, and a deep concern for both public safety and his fellow firefighters. His progression to the rank of battalion chief is a testament to his experience, sound judgment, and the trust placed in him by the department. He consistently led by example, setting high standards and fostering teamwork, preparedness, and accountability within the ranks. In addition to his fire service, Mike's time as zoning administrator reflected the same level of focus and fairness. He approached the position with a practical understanding of township needs, a respect for residents, and a commitment to applying regulations thoughtfully and consistently. His ability to balance enforcement with service made him a valued resource to both the township and the community. Mike's contributions have had a lasting and positive impact on Bethel Township. His dedication, leadership, and genuine care for the community will be greatly missed. I extend my sincere thanks and best wishes to Mike Arnold for his many years of exemplary service to Bethel Township. Thank you, Mike. Beth Van Haren, 12/27/2025. Now I have Ben. It is with great appreciation and respect that I share this letter of commendation for Ben Cahill in recognition for his approximately 10 years of dedicated service to the Bethel Township Fire Department, and a big thanks to Fiscal Officer Ross for reading it aloud for me. During his time with the department, Ben consistently demonstrated a strong commitment to public safety and to the residents of Bethel Township. His progression to the role of Fire Chief followed the departure of Fire Chief and Administrator Andy Earhart, reflects the confidence placed in his leadership and his ability to step forward when the department and community needed him most. In his 1 year tenure as fire chief, Ben Cahill approached the position with enthusiasm, energy, and a clear sense of purpose. He worked diligently to recruit new members to the fire department, recognizing the importance of building and sustaining a strong team for the future. Despite the challenges inherent in assuming the role, he embraced the learning curve, quickly expanding his knowledge and capabilities while maintaining steady and effective leadership. Ben led with fairness and kindness, earning the respect of those he served alongside, as well as the broader community. His thoughtful approach, work ethic, and genuine care for others set a positive tone within the department. These qualities, combined with his drive to improve and grow as a leader, will undoubtedly serve him well as he continues his career. Ben's dedication to Bethel Township will be sincerely missed. I am confident that he will be an exceptional fire chief for whatever community is fortunate enough to welcome him in the future, and I extend my sincere thanks for his service and my best wishes for continued success. Thank you, Ben. Beth Heron, 12/27/2025.
Great, thank you, very nice.
I didn't do her justice reading it, but.
You did a good job. All I'm going to say is that both these guys have been here for a while, and they've made a lot of improvements to the community. The fire department in general has benefited from their employment here. We as a community have benefited. It will be a loss, but they have to do what's best for them, and until we hire
or we're able to hire a full-time fire department, this will continue to happen. I'd like to see us figure a way somehow to maintain our quality personnel, and if that means going to a full-time status and coming to the public and asking for more money down the road, that may be what has to happen. Because what happens here is we are the stepping stone for them to get better jobs in other communities. And so they learn their skill here, they hone it here, and then they leave us, and then we start all over again. So we either have to figure a way that is going to allow us to maintain the level of qualified personnel that we train and try to keep and pay for that service, or we're gonna have to maybe look at contracting out. And that's how I see it. I'm one person out of three, but until we make a definite commitment to try to go into a full-time department of some sort or something different, this is gonna continue to happen. And I wish both of them well in their new. Mike, he took a position at the airport, a lot more money. You can't blame him. Ben,
and full-time.
Full-time. That's another big deal, full-time position. Ben, he had a full-time position, still has a full-time position. And, you know, he also has a family,
and
small
they all have
children.
Families.
They all have small children.
It's
you
tough.
Know, so.
And Mike just recently got married.
Yeah.
So it's a big commitment. So anyways, that's my take on it. Sorry to see them go, but there's really, I understand why they went.
Yep.
So that's it. I got nothing else to say.
Okay. Next up then, we have, we don't normally do business at these workshops, but it's the end of the year and we had a couple things that we need to take care of. One is because Ben is leaving,
mm-hmm.
our fire chief. We are going to appoint an interim fire chief. And then the other one, we have one for an emergency purchase, one for reimbursement to one of our firefighters who has completed paramedic training. So woohoo there. And then one for resignation of another firefighter. So if you could read those, please, we'll go through those.
Resolution number 25-12-112, a resolution appointing Terry Weldom interim fire chief of the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
He's going to be perfect.
Yeah, I thank Terry for stepping up to this. And yeah, he should be.
He's a good guy.
Great. Yeah, and he's been here a long time as well.
Yeah.
So definitely have confidence in him. Okay, call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes.
Do you want me to
motion carries 2-0.
I was going to say, did you want me to read Trustee Van Heeren absent?
I don't think we need to. Only if she needs to abstain do we have to read it, I think.
Okay. Resolution number 25-12-113, a resolution authorizing the emergency purchase and installation of a new HVAC system for the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do we have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion? So just so you guys know, the HVAC that we had was 30-some years old and went belly up last week, like 3 days in a row. They had no heat. So, and coincidentally, we had already gotten some quotes, which we were going to look at this meeting. So we just went ahead and did it as an emergency purchase, so they're back in business now.
That was the fire department.
Yeah, for the fire department. So.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Hang on. You guys go faster than I can write.
No, you're fine. You're good.
Resolution number 25-12-114, a resolution authorizing the reimbursement for paramedic training to Cody Teagarden.
Do I have a motion?
Motion.
I will second. Any discussion?
Oh, glad to have him.
Yeah, I would just like to say congratulations. Mm-hmm. This is a big deal. And it helps provide better service for our community. And Cody's been here a long time too.
Mm-hmm.
He's a long time.
He has, and he currently, is he a lieutenant?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I thought.
Okay.
Are we ready?
Call the vote.
Trustee Dick?
Yes.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0.
Resolution number 25-12-115, a resolution accepting the resignation of firefighter Andrew Kopp from the Bethel Township Fire Department.
Do we have a motion?
Motioned.
I will second it. Any discussion?
Hate to see him go.
Yeah, hate to see him go. Just want to say thanks, and yeah, best of luck.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Okay, next up in the road department, I've received a couple of calls or emails from folks that in the community that are willing to volunteer to be part-time if we need them to help with the roads, like plowing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just wanted to mention that. We don't really have, I mean, we haven't had a problem in the past. We have Robert and Eric. They're doing a great job, but I didn't know if we wanted to have something in line just in case.
Well, I went to Ben the first year I was in office and asked him for a list, because that is what the township had done in the past, was hire the firefighters for any off season or whatever was needed, like extra help at the township, and nobody signed up for it. Nobody.
Well, they can't. They do it. They've done it in the past when they're available,
mm-hmm.
and they were needed.
Mm-hmm.
But the problem is they're on the schedule sometimes,
mm-hmm.
elsewhere.
Mm-hmm.
If they're here and there's a fire, they need to be here.
Yeah,
there's
but
a call.
Again, that if they were off, they could have signed up for like snow days or something like that when we needed plows or
right.
grass cutting or something. But they didn't put their name on a list to be called or anything, so there was no list taken. I'm fine with doing a temporary help list of some sort. If we're gonna do a part-time hire, then we probably should post it. But if this is just a voluntary type thing.
Well, I think we'd have to, if we wanted to have, you know, have people lined up, we have to do the vetting and the background check and actually hire them and get them all set up. It would be more as a seasonal worker, and I think you can only hire them for 6 months.
I'm not sure.
It's a part-time,
yeah.
mm-hmm.
X number of months thing. But I just wanted to let you know that we do have people in the township that are kind of willing to help if we need them.
Yeah, I mean, this falls right into the category, if it's a voluntary thing, it falls into the category of, it's not voluntary. Okay, because
it's
this temporary help, and then you mentioned volunteer. So, okay, so...
Well, I'm just saying that they're willing to step up,
mm-hmm.
and help the township if we need them.
Okay.
So. Okay. Next is Otarma Insurance. I sent them what you sent me, Rhonda. So, I don't know what you want to say about it.
I didn't bring it with me. Otarma, we do every year.
Yeah.
And it's at the first of the year, and it covers the... the four elected officials, my assistant, the road crew, and the administrator or the zoning director. I do not believe there's any fire people that are on it, like not the fire chief or anybody, but it bonds us, and then it covers all of our...
everything.
Everything.
Buildings,
all
equipment,
our assets.
Liability, everything.
So how much was the increase this year?
I didn't look at it.
Okay.
So it will be on the upcoming next week's agenda as a resolution.
I should know that, how much it's going to increase.
Right. Did you said you sent it to?
Did send it, but we'd have to know last year's to know the difference.
Oh, yeah. I can look it up and mm-hmm. bring it next time.
We don't really have much of a choice as far as getting it. It's
not
your home insurance.
I know
one
that.
Thing we probably
but,
need to do, though, is review it and then decide, like, what we're going to do with this extra medic and stuff,
mm-hmm.
because we're paying for insurance for all that
mm-hmm.
stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know when Cody was here, we looked at a few things, and we dropped some things off of there. Because we no longer had, like, Robert went through what was listed, and...
we didn't have certain equipment that
there
was
wasn't
listed.
There wasn't a lot. There's, like, one or two things we could take off. Josh, I know, looked at some of it, so...
I just am curious if it's going to go up the 18 to 22%, as a lot of the insurance policies have this year. 18 to 22%.
I could run over there and get it.
Yeah, you can do it at the next meeting this morning.
Okay.
But, 18 to 22% is the average right now, so it'd be interesting.
Okay. Well, it will be as a resolution on the next one. So I just want to mention it here, and Ron wanted to mention it. Okay, next up is the trustee items. So the first thing, this is also going to be on our... So you guys know the first meeting in January, we do a lot of housekeeping things. So there's a ton of resolutions. And one of them is setting the dates for all of our regular meetings, which is the business meetings and the workshops. So we've been doing them the last Tuesday workshop. The last Tuesday of the month is the workshop. First Tuesday is the business meeting. Except for when that Tuesday was a voting day, then we moved it to Monday. Mm-hmm. So the dates that I put in your package here follow that pattern if we're going to stick to the Tuesdays. If that's okay,
I don't see
Josh.
Any reason why. Josh, do you have any comment on that? No?
You have 7 p.m. for the very first one and 6 p.m.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 6 because last year we changed it, but we had already published. But yeah, they will all be at 6. I noticed that when I was working on the website. But yeah, they will all be at 6 p.m. So if these are okay, then this is what we'll publish.
I'm going to do it with my phone. I mean, probably doesn't matter. November 24th, how close is that to Thanksgiving?
Well, these are all Tuesdays.
Right.
So it's at least 2 days ahead of it.
Right.
We can move it if we get there and we find that's not it.
It's like the Tuesday before
Thanksgiving, yeah.
So.
I think that's what we did this year, though, too.
Mm-hmm. Probably.
Because these only moved by one day. Like, it would have been the 25th this year. So. Okay, well, so we'll have a resolution next Tuesday to pass those, and then I'll get it on the website. Next up is the staff assignment. So that's the page following that on page 7. I put in what they are this year. And again, we will have a resolution at Tuesday's meeting.
The only problem is that Josh, did you take a look at this?
We just put you wherever Beth is.
You're welcome to whatever my schedule you like. And I'll pick up something somewhere else if you want. I mean, there's a lot here. I don't know. Julie and I picked up quite a bit.
Well, I think, so Kathy wanted some additional stuff, so maybe wherever Cody is,
yeah,
we can make that Kathy.
Yeah.
Have to ask her, but you know, just as a plan.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the
I've always handled the roads. I think I'd like to continue that, and I don't.
So you want to be the primary for that?
Yes.
Okay, so we'll make Kathy your backup.
Yeah.
Again, assuming.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Josh, is that something you want to do? I have a lot of projects that I'm kind of like in the middle of, like Newberry, Winter Hill,
yeah.
Bethelville,
yeah.
those things with drainages. There's a couple issues. I mean, I we've repaved quite a bit, but I don't mind giving it to you, and I can, you know, kind of meet with you and so forth, if that's something that I don't want to just jump in the middle and take a bunch of stuff that if you've had a vision of maybe doing it. But I've had two years of it, and I kind of think maybe. I'll just keep it because they've got me on the ODOT as the ODOT liaison, the Miami County Engineers liaison. So if I give up the roads part of it, then I should be probably give that up as well. You know, because I think it kind of, to me, in my mind, it all ties together.
Yeah.
What about the representative to the Miami Valley Council? Would you like to do that for where Van Haren's at?
Sure.
Okay. Now, the next one Beth did as well is the representative of the Bethel Township Firefighter Dependent Fund.
We'll put you as primary.
Yeah, primary.
We'll put Josh
as the...
Well, it's not an alternate, it's an and.
Yeah, it's an and. Okay, so we can do that. The debris kind of thing, that kind of falls under the roads thing, is because that's in the cemeteries as well. The debris management, that was a Cody thing, which I think I'll take that as well.
Kathy?
Sorry.
You don't want Kathy?
Kathy can do it?
I don't know why not.
Okay, Kathy then.
I mean, you're signing up for a lot of things.
I don't want to do that. That's not my plan. I'm just trying to stick within what I think was the road deal the first year I took over, and that the cemetery.
Well, the first year was different because we didn't have an administrator.
Okay.
And so that's why I'm saying if Kathy wants to do more things, then maybe she can fill in where Cody's name is. And if she needs help with the road, she can come to you.
Okay.
Or we can put you in there as the roadway issue primary and her as the backup.
Well, I don't think that this technical advisory committee to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission, I don't think that should be a Cody thing. I think that should be a trustee.
No, the one above it has to be trustees.
Okay.
But the technical advisory committee does not.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, do you want to do, Josh, or Julie, do you want to do representative of Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission?
No, I do not.
Josh, do you want to do
that?
I don't want to do that because I did it this year. How about you want to do representative to the Miami Valley Regional Planning Commission, and I'll just be the secondary on it?
Okay.
So that is the first Thursday of every month,
mm-hmm.
In the morning. They meet down in Dayton.
Okay.
And it's the whole region.
Now, if that interferes with your job thing,
mm-hmm.
let me know.
Okay.
I'll switch it off with you because my schedule is probably a lot more flexible than yours is, and so in a lot of cases. Okay, I don't know. What else? Do you see anything else?
Who's doing the technical advisory committee?
We'll put Kathy and Josh. Oh well, no. Let's put. I'll be the backup for that. Since he's already doing the representative part.
Now, are you going to take over the township's website again? Because that was you as the secondary and Smith was the first, but we don't have a first and you're already acting administrator. So.
I think, but I'm not 100% sure, so you might want to talk to Kathy.
I did talk to her about that.
Didn't he give her access to Facebook?
Well, the Facebook, the social media is the one above it. The website, I would say put her as primary for both of them. I told her I'd show her how to update the website.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote a nice how-to,
mm-hmm.
That, like, to post an agenda,
okay.
So.
But let me just say this, okay? Beth never did give me full access to that, ever. So,
To Facebook.
So she's still on there. And
yeah,
how are you going to get her off? Because
I don't know if you can get
her off.
We're going
to research how to do that because it's tied to her account.
Yeah.
Then we just close that one out and do another one.
Right, then we lose our whole Facebook, though.
Well, and So I have some, I'm just going to put this out here. I have some pages that are tied to my Facebook account, and I want to delete those pages, and I can't unless I delete my Facebook, my whole Facebook, my main Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you can find a way to do it, I couldn't, then you can help me get them off of mine too.
Well, they have to be tied to somebody.
So we need to
find out a way to have a Bethel Township account that it's tied to rather than an individual, because as we see, people move on and then it's still tied to their account. So I think that research is going to have to be done with actual Facebook Meta. You know. But in the meantime, I'll still be her alternate for those things.
Mm-hmm.
I can do the social media alternate too, since you have a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, take what you want. I mean, I'm not trying to be superwoman here by any means.
Well,
I'm just
funny. I mean, whatever you want to do.
You probably only need it in case.
I see us as a team, so the name on here is just the first contact. Okay, so we will have a resolution then for
all these things.
Yeah, for all these on Tuesday.
And then you'll have a cleaned up version.
Who's doing the sheriff's contract?
I put Josh in there.
Okay.
I don't think we ever have to do anything for
that.
We
don't. No, we haven't.
It just shows up already. They raise it some percentage every year. And
mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
So that's another housekeeping thing done.
So when we get this back on Tuesday, then it'll be cleaned up with...
It'll be written as a resolution.
Okay, but everybody's going to know specifically
yes.
what they're going to
do. Yes.
And Julie's going to stay president, and you're going to be vice president?
We haven't elected yet, so we can't do that yet until he's on.
But that's what's going to be in the resolution, because you don't want to be president, right?
I don't know. Maybe Josh wants to be president.
No, I think you should do it, Kim.
We can take an audience vote.
I tried to get her to do it last year. I'm going to try to get her to do it next year, but I'm going to do it one more, and then you're going to have to do it after that.
Okay.
That'll be the year you run, so that would be a good
one. Okay. All right.
And then we
yep.
can start switching it off.
And then Josh can
and then
do
Josh
it.
Can do it. Okay, so next up is I checked all the zoning expirations. There's nobody expiring except Josh. So, and he already resigned, which I guess technically he didn't have to do it was expiring. The BZA is messed up. There's two people expiring next year. There should be one rolling off every year, and we might be able to fix that as somebody new comes on. We'll have to fix it so that there's one coming off every year.
The only other thing I was questioning was, did anybody talk to Janice Royce? Cody was supposed to do that before he left. About stepping in as the
no. Nobody talked to him.
Hey,
we're gonna post.
We have openings for zoning. Does anybody want to come in and volunteer for that? I mean, we really would love to.
We know
have...
you're sitting there, Donna. You can't hold up the paper.
Yeah. Yeah, we really.
I'm gonna post the zoning inspector job, so that's why I wanted to get that.
But they're here. I mean, we have a captive audience.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
anybody who is really good at filing, and would like to fix the zoning files,
yeah,
that would be a good job for somebody.
Yeah, we need that.
Because
they're a mess.
They're not well. Yeah.
Is that like an administrative thing that maybe Kathy can do?
Well, yeah, but the thing
is,
you know, if we have her doing all this other stuff...
She can't do that.
Right.
This is kind of an addition. And when you go in there, I mean, stuff is not filed in the right folders.
Mm-hmm. I mean, just filing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know what
yeah.
I mean?
Yeah.
Why can't we... I mean, maybe this... Why can't we just hire a temp to come in and upload everything onto the system and then categorize in... put all of our hard copies into just a master file so that we can get organized quickly, you know?
We can do that, but the problem is it has to be somebody who has a vested interest. I don't want to just hire somebody who's going to come in, because if you don't know what you're doing, like I've been, just this past couple weeks since Cody's been gone, I go in there and go through the files to find something. It could be in the file folder behind it, or... the file folder itself is gone, but you find it like five or six back, Sometimes there's no folder, sometimes what's in it is not complete. We have stuff online that isn't in the files, we have stuff in the files that isn't online. So it's gonna have to be somebody who's really good with attention to detail and has a serious passion for filing things correctly. Because if we hire somebody just to do things, then we could end up with a bigger mess.
Mm.
Or as big a mess as we have.
No,
because as you're going through the folder...
I know, it was that way when I started, and I complained about it then.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's why I moved the files in from the shed to the office so that I could, I'd have access to property reports. But, I mean, if we could get this stuff online and get it all categorized, it would make things just at a, like a button. Push a button and there it is, it comes up, you know.
Well, it's not that simple because even if you scan those files, they're not searchable. So you have to have a naming standard for when you scan them and how you're going to name them so that when you do a search, you get what you need.
But can you, I mean,
so we were talking about, I was talking to Josh when he was up here one day about whenever we do something in the zoning is we scan that file.
Immediately.
Like that's part of our process is, you know, don't try to hit like all, what do we have, 10 file cabinets at one time,
mm-hmm.
but just start doing them a file at a time. And then we know they were done correctly. And then as you're doing that research, you can pull out the records that are in the wrong place or, you know.
I mean, is there a way to just put the property address in and then anything that pertains to that property, when you put the property address in, everything comes up. And then, again, you're going to have to look through it.
You could probably make folders with property addresses on it. And put everything
yeah, that's
in
what
it
I'm saying.
You have to
name things to be able to do that search, and that's already been started. We have scanned files on the server,
mm-hmm.
and with the correct address on them.
Okay, well that's a first.
So yeah, but we need to probably pick a pattern for those file names because the other thing is not everything has an address. If it has no house, it's called US 40.
40, right?
And there's 50 of those.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to have, so the parcel number probably needs to be in there. So it's just, it's not as simple as just hiring a temp, I don't think. I don't know.
Well, the PID number, you could enter each PID number for what's here in the township. And then when you put the PID number in, it would come up.
Right. That's what I'm saying, though. It has to be, they have to be named that way and filed that way. And yeah, I scanned in the church across the street.
Mm-hmm.
There was 75 pages. In that file. So it's, yeah.
Okay.
But we can work on that. Okay, so the next thing is ag easements. So I've gotten a request for some ag easements,
mm-hmm.
and that was one of the things we talked about looking at,
mm-hmm.
to try to help prevent annexation.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd like to go ahead and start looking at those, but I think that this is the time then to hire the anti-annexation person, which we were going to call special projects / annexation advocacy,
mm-hmm.
to get them started on maybe doing some of this work for annexation. So is that okay to go ahead and post that as well? We did the job description November's meeting, so I will use that job description. And that would be part-time as well.
Mm-hmm. Well,
so nothing
should we
more
make
than
that decision
hours.
Without him being here first?
He's here.
What do you think? I don't want to. Look.
Am I allowed to really speak right now?
Yeah, you can speak.
Yeah, you can speak, but you can't vote.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you can speak.
We want you to speak. We want
because
your opinion.
See, I don't want to make a decision and then have you come in on the first and say, I didn't agree with that,
mm-hmm.
you know, and then there's a vote.
Yeah.
So if you're sitting here and we're discussing this, then I like to at least hear what you think about it because,
right.
you know, this is another position.
Yeah, no, I think all of that is a good idea. The concern I have, so you mentioned at the very beginning with the fire department. I mean, I don't know how all the money works together as far as what pot of money all of this comes out of and everything.
Fire department has its own levy. Okay, the general fund doesn't normally pay for that. Rhonda can attest to that. They have their own levy. They have to really. There was some talk. What was it? Two meetings ago about offsetting the cost of maybe looking at doing a full-time position with the general fund until we could pass a levy. But I think that was just talk. There was nothing set in stone about trying to do anything. And I think you had some numbers about the fire levy as well and what it would cover. And in the next year and a half, we're going to be looking at a levy anyway. So that's separate on its own. Now the rest of it, what this other stuff we're talking about, that's general fund money.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well,
so,
this
well,
is the deal. This township passed a 3.8 mil levy on the premise of we're going to pass this to stop annexation.
Right.
And they say that's not what it was for, but if you were here at the time, that's what it was. That's how it was sold.
Right.
So we have a lot of money sitting there because we haven't been using it to stop annexation. What we spent it on, the Siler property on the corner of Singer and 201. But aside from that, we have not really spent that money. So we have money to do this and to do ag easements.
Yeah. So I'm good with it all. That's all I mean is I just, as long as the financials make sense and everything.
Once you get into office, if you want to come in,
yeah.
If you want to set up a time and come in, we can go over some stuff.
Okay.
And then that way you're up to speed on how things work and what we have.
Yeah. That's why I'm hesitant to say anything because I don't really.
We're really
I'm as cheap as they come, believe me.
I mean, we really have been really conservative
yeah, we
about
have
the money since I took office. And Julie's
yep.
been really a watchdog on and we've saved quite a bit of money by doing
mm-hmm.
a lot of the stuff that they used to have employees for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a fact. But again, you know, I think that we do need to look at using or utilizing the 3.8 the way that it was intended to do or give it back.
Yes.
You know, that's always been my philosophy is either we use it the way it was intended when it was voted for or we give it back, which means we reduce people's taxes here and then we go to the public for every dime that we spend. Everything that we have to spend money on, we have to ask permission from the public for. We don't have that 3.8 then to offset costs here that would be general fund costs.
Yeah.
We have to ask for it. So,
or it could be reduced.
It could be reduced or whatever. That's my philosophy, and I don't want to speak for you.
No, that was my philosophy, and I suggested that at one of my first meetings. I was at when I became trustee, and yeah, I was looked at like I had three heads.
Yeah. So, well,
I suggested giving it back.
I mean, everybody knows where I'm at on it. I don't think it. I spoke against it when it was first put on the ballot 20 years ago, that it would not do what it was intended to do, and it hasn't. So my opinion hasn't changed. Either we utilize it the way that was intended by the people who voted for it, or we give it back and stop taxing the people. And the trustees have always had the power to do that by simple vote. They've always had the power. So Rhonda can answer any questions about spending money. I've spent enough time asking a lot of questions about it, a lot of things that I didn't
still think it's a good idea if you come in and
yeah.
we go over
go
things
the
just so you have
yeah.
kind of an idea
okay.
of what's going on and what we've done and how we've done it and remember I've only been here 2 years. So
yeah, but my point to you is that I don't want to put things out here and have you come in on Tuesday next week and then be expected to vote on them when you haven't had time to research them.
Right.
Or you would not feel comfortable saying yes or no to it until you did research it. And I mean, we are talking about hiring an individual to represent the township, you know,
yeah.
to do this stuff.
I'm good with the idea of that, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
There's your answer.
So we'll probably have to talk about a salary and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe tonight in executive session.
In executive session.
Okay.
Probably do that.
Okay, so. Okay. So also, Josh, just so you know, part-time means they would not get benefits.
Right.
And so, you know, it would just be, because we probably don't need somebody full-time, but, so the part-time jobs are less than 30 hours average.
Yeah, Kathy's part-time. And I think the only real benefit she might get is she might get a few vacation days, but she doesn't get anything else.
Yeah, she accrues vacation.
Yeah.
And I think sick time, maybe?
Yeah.
No health
insurance.
No health insurance, no dental insurance.
Well, she can pay for dental insurance.
Yeah, but there's
no health insurance, no life insurance.
Right.
Yeah, no benefits, basically.
She just gets to show up and love us all.
Okay, so next up is door prizes for the OTA conference. So the OTA asks us, asks all the townships to provide one door prize for the OTA conference. It's a minimum of $25. I think we can just do a gift card or something if we want to do that.
We've done it in the past, so it's not anything new, correct?
I don't know. I don't know if we've done it in the past.
Oh, well. Well, we're doing it now.
So one $25 gift card?
Yeah.
I don't think we need that resolution for that for $25. Mm-hmm. I'll approve it as, okay. Okay, so the next thing is, so because of the cell phone problem that we had where we promoted the guys to battalion chief and then realized they weren't in the list for the phone stipend, I thought we could proactively check that list and add the positions that we added: office manager, the special projects coordinator, anti-annexation and policy advocacy person, and the zoning inspector was not in there because Cody was both. So it was, I only put administrator in there. So I would like to do a resolution to correct, you know, to add these, basically.
Okay.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah. So that way we don't get in trouble with the auditor and we don't have to backtrack. And the other thing I wanted to tell you about was there's a Constitution boot camp coming up on January something. I can send you the information. It's a one-day 8:30 to, do you know about it?
Yes, I'm attending it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you're attending it? Okay.
It's
so
here, it's here on the Brant Pike.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Concern for Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Concern for veterans.
Concerned Veterans of America,
mm-hmm,
is putting it on. But I just thought, since we swear to uphold the Constitution,
well,
that
it's,
it might
good
be
about
good
it,
to
but
go
boot
to
camp is, number one, for $30. May I speak?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay, for $30, you get your books, you get your attendance, you get your free lunch. Any person that comes with you, it only pays $10. Most of that $30, they go in the hole, what I'm saying, is because they provide it as cheap as they can to get more people in.
Mm-hmm.
And it, what it does is bring you to some highlights of what, oh, is that what that means? Or, oh, where can I get more information?
Mm-hmm.
It's a fast 6 hours because they break, lunch break, and there's a lot of discussion that is needed in today's environment because we do what the Constitution, we were told what the Constitution is, now we find out what it really says.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be there.
Mm-hmm. So, are you suggesting that we attend this?
Just letting you know in case you want to go.
And is the township is going to pay for that if anybody else here wants to go, that the employees here, whatever, like Kathy or, I guess trustees or whatever.
The person to go.
The what?
The school resource person, Julie.
Oh.
So maybe we can get, because I've been trying to get that, something like that with Mr. Nutter. Because along with their boot camp, they will educate you on what they call liberty lessons, was only like an hour and a half, that I'm trying to get into the school.
Oh.
Because I had talked to two of the teachers one time and they gave me erroneous information on the Constitution.
Well, I'm planning on going whether the township pays for it or not. It's only,
well,
I thought it was only $25.
I think it just looked at it and it says 30.
Okay. I don't know. It's,
I'll give you the $5.
It's cheap.
It's cheap.
I thought it was two different levels, like if you, because you get takeaway stuff,
mm-hmm,
and that's
right,
basically what the money's,
mm-hmm,
right.
Spent
the $30 is for the books and the paperwork and the attendance.
It is on January 24th.
It's a Saturday.
Saturday.
Yeah, it's a Saturday.
And
it is 8:30 to 3.
Something is the concern for veterans, and she is really promoting it. She was the one that helped put the dinner for the Veterans Day in Troy.
Mm-hmm.
Dinner. So she's really been, these people were from Sharonville, Ohio. I've been attending their classes, not because I'm ignorant, but because I always learn something every time when they speak.
Oh.
And if you're a Marine, it was started by former Marine, it was started by Marines. I learned there was no former Marines.
Oh, okay.
I learned that to my error.
What's Marine, always a Marine.
Exactly. So, you know, so they're not a former or ex, they are Marines.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a very laid back, interactive class.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just down the street.
Yeah, that makes it nice as well.
Yeah. I'll send you guys the information where you can sign up, but I just wanted to let you know about it.
Yeah.
Just seems interesting. Okay. I got a whole list of old business, probably not a lot of updates because I haven't had time to follow up on this because I've been doing the call log.
Mm-hmm.
The cybersecurity policy, the plan was always that I would meet with them when they met,
mm-hmm.
even when Cody was going to be there.
Mm-hmm.
So I will do that early next year.
Okay.
Let me get through the next meeting. And then we'll have some time, so I will do that. The 5-year plan has not been documented yet.
Mm-mm.
Inventory hasn't been done.
I can get with Robert to do our inventory again.
Well, Robert's piece is done. The fire's done.
Not.
It's only the township that
okay.
Cody's still never finished. So
okay.
We're supposed to do that by January. I don't know. There's a really specific day in the ORC. So we just need to go around and write down all the computers and furniture and everything in the office. And then put that online somewhere with
mm-hmm.
the fire and the on the road because they,
okay.
they have a good inventory. Robert does a great job of their inventory.
Mm-hmm.
The group home moratorium I have not gotten back to, nor the short-term rental lodging tax, so no updates there. No updates, I think, on the zoning resolution tax. Who's going to pick up running those?
Well, Josh is gone, and I was the odd trustee that set in on it. I don't have a problem with still setting in on it, but unless you want to set in on it now, since you're now on the trustees instead of me doing it.
Those updates?
Yeah. Because my plan when I was in there was to push it so that we could get through into February and then have it out for public hearing in March, April, and then adopt it sometime in June. That was my plan. But now you're elected and that's all changed and we don't have an administrator, so I don't know how far that's going to...
So who's going to run it, though?
That was my question.
That's,
who's going to run it until
that,
I get a zoning person?
Until we don't have an administrator to run it and we as trustees can't run it. I can set in and give my opinion on it, but I can't run it.
Kathy can run it,
perhaps.
No, she can. Even as
it's a...
Zoning is one of the things that she can do even if she's part of the fiscal office.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she can do zoning inspections and zoning. She just can't do something that's going to
approve
a budget.
Net spending.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Because then it would potentially give her the opportunity to approve her own pay.
Mm-hmm. Well, that would be my suggestion then. And then pick up Janice Royce on the other end of it because Janice is really good with that. She's been really good with our input and so forth, and Jerry Hurt's still there. I'm sure he would still want to be involved as well.
Well, those got everybody that's come should keep coming.
I know, but
so.
You need to appoint somebody.
Yeah.
Well, let me ask Kathy, because it's a nighttime thing,
mm-hmm.
and that would be more nights. She's already doing the zoning secretary work for the actual meetings. So
could run it, that would be great.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let me ask her.
It's going to take somebody strong to corral the group to get them to stay on task.
Yeah.
And I don't want to go there as a former zoning person, now trustee, and be trying to be overbearing and telling them what to do, because then it looks like I'm the one trying, and then I'm going to have to vote on it.
Mm-hmm.
That
was why I...
Well, let me ask Kathy, and if she doesn't want to do it, then maybe we can ask one of the other zoning board members.
Mm-hmm.
To pick up the lead temporarily until we get a zoning inspector. Okay, next up is the nuisance cases.
That's a big deal. I don't know where we're at on the ones we've filed as well, because Cody didn't send that update before he left on the two that were in court, or supposed to be in court. He said he has to attend. That was the last thing I got, was that he had to attend those. The attorney, that email came to me, and I think it went to you as well.
Yeah, that's the last thing I got too, and I didn't bring it with me. I had that sitting on the desk.
He, because he's the one who served the notices and took the photos, he has to be the one that appears in court. I offered to do it, but the attorney said no, that, and Cody said he thought his new employer would let him attend it. So
I guess the question is, again, until we get a zoning inspector in place, do you or Josh want to pick up driving those, like at least keeping
yeah,
on
I
top
can,
of them and whatever new ones we need?
I can do that.
Okay.
And do you want to do it? Am I stepping on your toes? No? Okay. All right, I'll do it.
Josh loves zoning.
I know he does. I work with him for a while here. I know he does. I can do it. Maybe it'd be good for both of us to do it for, well, you can't do that. Sunshine, it's okay, can't do that.
These are the old cases.
These are the ones that we're sending to, the attorney's kind of taken over, so
but
we're sending
the ones that you were involved in already.
Yes.
Yeah, but the
so
new
far.
Ones, the,
yeah.
So far, yes. But the new ones, our plan was, the first of the year, was to really crack down on the bad ones here in the community that have kind of slipped under the radar a little bit. And I don't want to name names right now, but we've constantly sent letters to them and they just blow them off. So now that we have our own attorney, we want to try to get that set up so that they can't do that any longer, because there are 11 cases that have been up at the Miami County Prosecuting Attorney's Office since I took office, based on what I found when I took office. And those haven't been resolved. And only two of those right now are in litigation with this new attorney that we hired. However, there were supposed to be four documented and sent up as soon as we got a resolution on the other two, which I don't have the court docket for the first two, so
you want to do it that you do all the old ones that
yes.
you've been working on, and
yeah.
you want to do any new ones that come along, because we have some that are going to come up soon.
No, there's a lot. No, there's a lot. So
okay, so existing past new
yeah
okay Yeah, the zoning compliance is kind of on hold until the text is updated, but we've been doing that anyhow, so. Okay, fire EMS, since Ben isn't here, I don't have any updates on this. I'm, you know, still waiting on the county prosecutor for the helmets. Road department. So, I don't really have any updates on these either.
Yeah, well, that's interesting, because Newberry-Wyndham, my plan is Monday to send a email over to Britt on Newberry-Wyndham and get an update on exactly where he thinks or when he thinks we can get some sort of a report. Because the last correspondence we had, and there was a verification of them actually being out on Wyndham by property owners.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And on Newberry as well. Yeah. So, but we didn't, we got nothing. They confirmed they were there, but they didn't send us anything.
They were painting and everything.
Yeah, nothing. We got nothing. So, so my plan is Monday to send Britt an email asking for an update on it. Best I can do. Now, Jess told me that if we don't get anywhere with this situation, that perhaps it might be interesting to go to the county commissioners at one of their meetings and say we've tried to get help from the county engineer's office and they haven't been exactly helpful. I'm kind of reluctant to do that, only because then we might not get any help from them at all. So,
well, I think we need to find out where it stands, because I mean, we know nothing happens overnight with the county. So, I mean, as much as we'd like it to, is to find out where it stands. Like, I mean, all these things. Maybe you can just figure out where
they
all are and then come back at the next meeting and let us know, see if we can make some progress.
Mm-hmm.
You know, maybe it's like she said, you just need to stay on top of them and keep nagging them to remind them that we're waiting.
Britt's boss.
Paul. Yeah. I have to deal with Sandra because I can't get to Paul anymore.
I mean, we're not the only township either, so.
No, we're not, but they got tired of me.
So we just have to keep nagging them.
They got tired.
Okay, so you'll follow up on the road department items.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing for the fiscal office. Trustee items for the meeting room / shelter. We did receive the contract for the grant that we got from ODNR.
Oh, wow.
And we have to sign it, but it also has to be signed by Chris Englert, our attorney. So I sent it to him, and I'm now going to nag him to get that signature. So we did get the contract, though.
Explain that so that they understand what's happened, because they're here.
Okay.
This is something good for our community.
So we talked, since I started 4 years ago, I always asked about having a shelter or maybe a meeting room that would fit everybody, even on crowded days, over at Friendship Park. And everybody liked the idea, but it's never been done. They, you know, they said they've been talking about it forever. So I applied through ODNR for a grant, and we did get $20,000+. I don't remember the exact number.
Mm-hmm.
This has been since, you know, like any government organization.
Mm-hmm.
It's been months and months, too. But we did get that grant, and we got approved, and now we've gotten a contract. And so once we get that contract signed, then we can start maybe working on a shelter for the park. And a pickleball / basketball court area,
mm-hmm.
that would be attached to it.
Which benefits the entire community, because now when you take your grandkids to the park, which is in our community, not in Huber Heights or Vandalia or New Carlisle, you have some place to sit out of the
sun.
There's
one bench that's out in the
sun. We only have one bench.
One or two benches, yeah.
That's it. That's all we could afford to put in was one bench. So now we'll have a shelter, which we got some free money, but we have to put in some money as well. But it's going to benefit the entire community. It's not just, it's not something that we take lightly. It's the entire community that we're focusing on. So I think it's a good thing.
So that's an update on that. House Bill 113. So this is the House bill that our Representative Newman co-sponsored to try to get the annexation laws changed so that Huber couldn't just keep coming. It's kind of in limbo right now. They're in the process of modifying it because it didn't go through the way it was written, and I have not heard anything recently on that. And then any news on the rest of it? Do we have any other discussion topics? I don't have any.
The only discussion I have is Connie Elam's email.
So we'll do that in the public
comments.
Comment? That's
okay.
Next, though.
All right.
Okay, so public comments on any topic. She has one sheet first.
Right? Okay, we'll let them go first then.
David Marsh on truck parking.
All righty, can I do it for public?
Yeah.
Okay. All righty. My name is David Marsh. I live at 9160 Wildcat Road. I've been a resident of Bethel for 33 years. I'm against the truck parking at Wildcat and 40. I believe the trucks would ruin our road. We just got it freshly paved. If they try to access the field from our road, I believe it would ruin it. The dump trucks also had trouble turning in off of Wildcat. They had to use the base of my driveway to do the turns in. I was not thrilled. I believe the truck parking is not good for our township. I believe if we let the trucks park, we will have truck parking all over Bethel. I know a couple business investors that told me if they see the trucks parking there, they're going to look at buying land here in the township to do the same thing. Mm-hmm. I worked at a tool shop that allowed truck parking. I see the problems that go along with the truck parking. These trucks are not empty. They're hauling product. Sometimes 55-gallon drums of chemicals, batteries, coolants. I believe that could cause an environmental hazard for the wells that feed our homes. I watched a truck pull into the tool shop's parking lot one time leaking coolant. It was a 200-gallon plastic container of Trimsol coolant. The truck driver couldn't do anything about it. He left it leak out on the ground. Just wanted to point out some facts. I believe the trucks are an environmental hazard to our homes.
Mm-hmm. So have they started parking trucks there?
No, they're all ready for it. The problem is I don't believe they have access to get in to park the semis. They started driveway in off of 40, and then they stopped. Then there was a cement pad that went from Wildcat into the field, which I thought the township owned.
Mm-hmm.
They graveled it, did a bunch of dirt work, and then leveled it all out ready for trucks. I don't believe they can get the trucks in with the turn that they're trying to make off of Wildcat. If we cannot get the trucks stopped, if we can get them stopped at Wildcat, we can't stop this from happening. If we can just secure Wildcat from being damaged any further, that would be great.
We just put all that money into Wildcat to pay
it.
Yeah, I mean, you guys did a great job getting that all paved. It's wonderful. I myself am fanatical about my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, myself, I paid $17,000 to have a new one put in 8 or 9 years ago.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
So, yeah, it goes back pretty far mm-hmm. on my property.
So just so you know, part of that property is zoned industrial,
mm-hmm.
which means they could park there. Now, it has to be on an impervious surface, like pavement. So the problem is we can't really do much until they violate something.
Okay.
So we are keeping an eye on it, just so you know.
I was under the impression that most of that field was residential.
Well,
you set the map.
I brought you a map.
Okay.
So
there's three different classes of zoning in that particular 14 acres of ground.
Okay.
Anybody else who wants one, just
hand
some of those back.
They might want it as well.
Rhonda, you need one.
Yeah.
And you
here, I have more.
We got.
Yeah.
We've got more.
This was all residential when I moved in across the road. I got 38 years here on this corner. And this was all residential house lots that were zoned off. And then the quote on the paperwork said it was not buildable. I mean, they had a restriction against it. And all of a sudden, new people owned everything.
One second, okay?
Okay,
you're gonna get paper, so I know
right.
who I'm talking to.
Thank
all. Yeah.
I'm good with this.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Can you hand one to Josh?
Well, yeah.
Hand
that to Josh. One of these to Josh. Yeah.
So I outlined in black on the little map there. That's the parcel, and you can see from the list on the left that purple part. The purple part is light industrial. So the majority of the property is industrial. Now down Wildcat, you can see down the west side there, that's all residential.
That's the kind of light yellow color.
The light yellow and the bright yellow.
The
it's
bright
two
yellow.
Different kinds of residential, but it's residential.
Mm-hmm.
So just let us know when they
right. So directly across the street from me, it is still considered residential.
It is
yes.
residential.
Yes.
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 So how did they get one access off of Wildcat Road?
Because it sits on Wildcat Road. I mean.
Yeah, there's a cement pad. I believe Beth Van Haren's father actually put that in years and years ago, so that way they could access the field when they mowed it. There's been a cement pad there just down from my house at 9160. It's been there for years. Well, they put gravel over top of it to make a smooth line in, and then they come in and gravel the field. So the trucks have been entering, the dump trucks have been entering from Wildcat right there.
See,
yeah, they've been using the base of my driveway to do the turn in.
And your house is where?
Get from
I'm
here to
9160.
Well,
AM.
They're putting the rocks here.
I'm like three down from this
Dawson's.
Okay,
they're
allowed
to put rocks.
1, 2, 3, you
can. Yes.
And there's a driveway.
Yeah.
Like you said, there's a driveway on 40.
Yeah.
But
I
what they've done is,
house was built
this is what they've done,
and
that's why they told
them
they couldn't use it. But I think that ODOT reinstated it.
You can't get them.
So they can't
use it. If nothing else, we need to get them to go off 40.
The ruin on the road.
They'd already had several trucks in the ditch trying to turn on the.
Yeah, well, that doesn't surprise me, because I mean, I dealt with the other end at Ross Road when they were paving Ross Road there. I mean, I had three semis come in off the corner there, so.
Is it the ditch on their side though, or your side?
It's your side. Is it your side that they're on, or when they make that turn, or are they coming in on?
Oh, they're swinging into my driveway and then turning into the cement pad and going into the field.
Mm.
So I'm half tempted to start putting my junk truck at the end of the driveway to stop them from doing the swing in.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I hate to be that
well,
way.
Well, I mean,
you're my neighbor.
Yeah. Okay. I guess we know that they have, in the purple section, we know that they've put a driveway in the purple section off of 40. It was my understanding, and Julie just kind of clarified that they didn't have permission when they put that in from ODOT, but now we think they do have permission?
Well, this is what I was told. I didn't verify it, but there is a driveway cut off 40, but it swings around basically to the agricultural side, and I think ODOT said you can't do that, but so they said they wouldn't, and then they reinstated they said they could use that. So I don't know how it's being used. I don't know what the rules are. That's something that we're gonna have to follow up on.
I don't think that pad would hold semis. It looks like it's falling over. I don't put my tractor on it because I don't think it will hold it up.
Right.
I go down there, plow the driveways for all kinds of older people down there. I'm
right.
Going to. But anyhow, I help take care of things. I wouldn't drive my tractor across that.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about, because it didn't seem like there was anything that was substantial enough to, when I was down there, to warrant a semi going across it either.
We've had deliveries made from some people coming full semis with lift gates on the back, and I pick them up off Wildcat and we take them into our barn.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't pull in our driveways, those other trucks. This has been going. This is not new. This is well known that the semi is too big to roll up and down that road.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
I've complained. The one company that was doing they lost three semis at the corner of Ross and Wildcat. I had to call their dispatcher and get them to reroute their trucks the right way, because GPS takes them down Wildcat to get to 70. So, and they're coming out of Vandalia. But my feeling is that, like, we've talked about this, and I guess we're just going to say it again, they haven't really done anything for us to snatch them. Okay.
The big wall of dirt. They mean that when, as soon as it goes up, we have another big head on wreck right there at our corner, and that's Mrs. First Responder over there.
First response when I hear the explosion.
Okay, got it.
Because it's violent. It's 55 miles an hour plus hitting each other.
I mean, I guess the only thing maybe we could try to check with ODOT and see if the wall that they've put up, the wall of dirt there, is in the right of way. I don't think it is. I think that it's far enough back that they would say, we're not going to get involved in this. But if it is in the right-of-way, ODOT will definitely make them pull it back. However, if it's not, then we're kind of stuck with it, because I don't think we have anything in our zoning rules. Josh, do we have anything in our zoning rule that would prohibit them from, do you think that would prohibit them from, you know, being allowed to, or prohibit us from, you know, telling them to take it down?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was looking at now. I don't.
Yeah, because
we
that,
don't.
That
in
also,
fact, we
don't,
require a wall
we,
when it's
when
a,
it's
yeah.
when it segregates from
yeah,
one.
That also interfered from a natural drainage off of 40. During the rainy season, that field floods big
right.
time.
Right,
I
which
mean,
is
big
what,
times.
That's one of the things Julie had a complaint about, was the natural flow of water there. And how it would impact the residences around it.
Right.
So yeah, we've discussed that as well. We think there is a problem, potential problem there. However, until that happens,
right.
we're kind of.
So here's the other thing: is the township, we don't have any authority over the water drainage.
Okay.
You know, the law
yeah.
says that they can't change it and affect you.
Right.
But your recourse is a civil suit.
Right.
And I know this because I had the same problem with my neighbor. They were out there putting up a little wall, and I'm like, my property's going to flood because now it can't drain the way it used to.
Right.
And I was told, until you flood, then you can take them to court. And I was like, okay, so. So legally, we have to wait for them to misstep and then do something.
Yeah, she's a prime example that the farmer put, tied his pipe into her, paid for a private basin and from the field directly behind her. And she, you know, we couldn't do anything about that either. I chased the guy down in the field saying, you know, did you do this? And then he said, oh, it wasn't me, it wasn't my.
I have a video of him
doing
it.
Yeah, it wasn't me, you know, so.
So I have to take care of that person.
They turned the drain that was going all the way this direction, all the way across that land, and then tied in down here where there's a much bigger drain pipe. They've rerouted all of that right at my Wildcat driveway.
Right.
Every bit of that's coming there.
Did you fill out a paper?
Yes, he did.
Okay.
Yes, he did. Okay. Wait, just speak your name and address for us.
What is your name and address?
My name is Dee Dawson, 2987 U.S. Route 40. I'm right here at the corner of 40 and Wildcat.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, because when the rainy seasons happen, that field floods big time. So this isn't going to be too much of a problem where I'm down at. Until, you know, April, May, June, when we get the major rains,
right,
and then the artesian wells start pumping the water in the
right
area, and then it's going to get ugly. You know.
So
yeah.
I know you're smiling because you see exactly what's going through my. You're going right through my. You're looking at me in the face, saying, "Yeah, okay, I know what's going on because we've been there."
Right.
Yeah.
As a person on the zoning board, yeah, PCA, yeah. I need a clarification. That little black line that comes down here, this here is residential, and they're putting parking on residential?
Yes, they actually.
They're putting gravel on residential, which is not any kind of violation.
Right.
Well, they're doing
what I'm saying
by
is,
that down.
Until
they
park
really,
a semi on it, it's
they,
not a violation.
They run, what would you take, 40-plus truckloads of gravel in there a day?
Yep.
So they're doing something way past.
We get what you're saying.
We go down there and look.
We go down there and look.
Yeah, I see you guys down there in the gray truck.
We're down there.
It was us.
Regularly watching what they're
the
doing.
Window and watches them do this.
I watch them.
Oh gosh, I'm sorry.
I
get.
You go by.
Yeah, we'll blow the horn. Toot toot. If listen, really. We will be your advocate as soon as they break the rule in our zoning. But until they actually break the rule, and that's why, believe me, that's why we're redoing it. Because there are things like this in our zoning code currently that tie our hands, that we know that there's something going on there. I mean, it's inevitable that something's going to happen there. But as to what we can legally do to stop them from doing what they're doing, until they actually break the rules, we can't stop them from moving dirt. We can't stop them from putting gravel in.
Right.
We
you
have
stop the water flow issue.
No, no. We can't. As what Julie said, it's a civil matter. We don't have any control over the flow of the water. Now, the thing that we do have control over is the subsurface that is there under the zoning that we have in commercial. We have we've got the right to say what you can put an impervious surface on. If you're going to park semis on it and it's zoned for that, we can tell you, you can't just put gravel on there. We can tell you that, but they haven't done that yet. And right now the gravel is not necessarily in this area, it's primarily in this area.
Correct.
Which is the residential portion of it.
Right.
And they've not broken any rules. So, I mean, I would love to be the bad guy and say, don't do that, you know, because I understand your driveway, and Connie's on my email here telling me to mention the fact that it's unsafe. Her son's house is right across the street. They've got a grandchild there that could get hit by the coming and going of the trucks and so forth. I feel for you. Julie feels for you.
Yeah.
I'm sure Josh does as well. But until they break the law or the zoning rules.
But keep telling us.
Keep us informed because the minute they do, we're prepared for it.
And take pictures. A dated picture.
And take pictures.
Yeah. I looked into his room to fly it. and I've checked out airspace requirements. I'm not breaking any rules by recording it every single day.
Yes.
I intend to.
Because we know he's going to do it, because he owns the lot next to the Chartek tool.
Yeah.
He's got semi-parking there at the corner of Lisa and
yeah.
Wildcat.
Well, they're he, okay. I believe he said he's going to sell that building because he knows now that they're getting a lot of big money out of there, and then he's going to put that into the facility over here on 40 and Wildcat that he may or may not build. Right now he says he's not building anything. He's just going to, at one point he said something about snow plows being there. I don't know.
You haven't been told that too.
Yeah. Yeah, and somebody else told me no. He said he was going to put storage units up, and so I don't know what he's doing.
But
okay?
You have to file permits for
storage units.
Okay.
See, and it has to come before us. Well, unless he changes the zoning, then it goes before the zoning boards.
You know, if we had a choice of necessary evils, I'd rather see storage units go in, because then we wouldn't have to deal with semis coming and going through the middle of the night, the smell of the diesels running. I've smelled the fumes in my living room,
Yeah, I know, I understand. I really do. I wish there was something else I could say. I'm sure Julie does as well, and Josh, of course, would. We can't do anything until they do something. And right now, all they've done is move dirt. That's it.
Great.
So the minute they do something that is against our zoning, believe me, we'll be right there shaking our fists saying, no, you can't do it. And
we need to let you know, Pamela.
Yes. I know. It's okay, though.
Right.
I
was the first one.
Yeah, I know. It's okay. You can email me or you can call me or whatever. Just put us on speed dial, because we work for you guys.
Yep.
I mean,
that's right.
We do. We work for you. And our biggest concern is that you know that we're your advocate.
Right. I appreciate you guys.
Yeah.
I'm communicating.
Yeah, we're here to talk to you about it.
Yeah.
That's why we're here.
Yes.
Well,
yeah.
Sometimes
you
people don't like what we have to say.
You know what's legal.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
But we, I mean, if there's a legal way for us to challenge them, we will.
Sounds
we,
good.
We will.
I would just hate for our nice little road to be ruined.
Oh, absolutely. We would hate to, because do you know how much we pay for that nice little road?
Yeah.
Of your tax money?
I tried to get it
blocked for no semi at all, or no truck traffic at all, and the county nixed that.
We have no authority
as
a township. If we were a city, we could, but the townships live and die by the Ohio Revised Code, and there's nothing that allows us to say no trucks.
Yeah.
Donna said, isn't there a weight limit on Wildcat? Is there already?
Could you put a weight limit?
I don't. I called the county engineering office and asked for them to put a sign up while they were working on Ross that said no truck traffic after the third semi went down.
Okay.
And they put it up for 24-48 hours, and then they had to pull it down because somebody
went all out.
Yeah.
So let me tell you this. I did ask about the weight limit in the past,
mm-hmm.
because this is not the first road we've had this truck problem on.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with putting a weight limit is now the farmers can't drive down the road.
Okay, because there is a small bridge for the drainage to go under right there at Wildcat, just down from our house.
Oh, wow.
There again, the guardrail, I believe, was put up by Emmett Studebaker that's
mm-hmm.
on that little bridge.
Does it have a weight limit?
No, it does not. But there is a small bridge there for the drainage to go.
Yeah, that's right there. We're just past the sewer facility.
Before you get to the pumping station.
Mm-hmm.
I call it pumping station.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
There, and just beyond that little cement pad that was put in there for access of mowing the field.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I don't know. Maybe that's something that, you know, can prohibit them from coming down. I'm not sure, but
we just have to be careful what we do, because that's
right,
what I was told was,
oh, yeah,
don't
you know,
forget,
totally
you got farmers, you
know,
hauling grain.
Yeah. I totally respect
and what, again, I mean, we rely on you guys to tell us when there's an issue. I mean, we can't be in every square inch of the township all the time. We can't. As much as we'd like to be, we can't. I mean, we have jobs just like you guys have jobs as well, and this is our secondary job. So the more you tell us, the more it helps us try to police what's going on in our own community. We don't know that. But again, I thank you all for coming and sharing with us your issues. I wish we could do more. I wish a lot of things, but it doesn't always
come. I would recommend that you guys come to the zoning, the text change meetings, because this map, as you can see, at some point in time, somebody made that industrial, right? Like he said, it was a field. So you know it wasn't industrial back in the day.
Right.
I think it's been industrial since I've been here.
It's been a long time,
I'm just
saying that, you know, we need to probably look down the road, which we hadn't done in the past.
I think
it was part of PICO.
What?
It was part of the Iron
2023.
2023?
They changed it because they were going to expand the parking there, and then he sold that. They sold that piece of land.
The Iron Workers sits next to it.
Yes.
They bought the side, the other side.
That's on the other side, Josh.
Mm-hmm. Right, it's on the other side.
Yeah, that's the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
The Iron Workers parking is on the east side of the building.
Did they expand the parking?
Yes, they did.
But it has been industrial for a while because it was part of PICO before it was Iron Workers.
Yeah, I worked in process equipment for a short time, so I know that.
Well, it was her daddy that did it.
And they sold
not
it.
Mine.
So.
When they sold it, it wasn't us.
Right. Well, thank you, ladies. I appreciate everything.
We appreciate
Thanks
it.
For letting us know and definitely
yes.
keep us posted.
Yes, and we are working for you, and if you just bring us your problems, we'll try our best to deal with them the best we can. And I am working on it.
I know you are.
I am. Honest to God, please believe that you're not back here in the corner somewhere. Really.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
you're
you
welcome, Dave.
Yeah. Thanks for coming.
Thank you all.
Good seeing you, Mr. Dawson.
Good seeing you.
Yeah, man.
Okay, so next up, we are going to go into executive session. We do not expect any kind of action
it's nice
afterwards.
To meet you.
Yes. Ask a question.
Yes, go ahead.
This is, I don't know what color that is.
Green.
I don't know what it's listed at over here, but this
is
my, this is
domestic agricultural. See the chart.
Which one are you talking about?
I can't tell you what any of these colors are to these.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's
so which ones do you want to know?
Point, this is my land right here. They made me zone this whole property as one usage, and I don't know why it's
listed. Why these are
well, some of this is out of date. Mm-hmm. So you're saying this whole corner?
Yeah, that's
is you,
all mine.
And it's residential.
Yep.
So it should be all this same bright yellow, which is R1 triple.
Why are all these green and not?
They're not green. That's a tan. That's the.
My colors don't matter.
So that's an old zoning. So this is.
Yeah, I really. I got a lot. I know a lot of stuff about each one of these lots.
This is
R1A. Right? So all of this is R1A. This is an old residential.
Oh, but it's still in the book.
But it's still residential.
Yeah, when I was up in the county looking all these up, I knew where they went.
Yeah, we can't get rid of them unless the person comes in and says, I want to switch it to the current one. But it's basically residential. And this is R1 AAA, which is also residential. This bright green is A1. So this is A, right? The light green is A2. Which is also an ag, just a bigger property.
Mm-hmm. And this yellow is R1 AAA.
Right.
That's the newer residential.
The number of people.
And this is the industrial. This is
I-1. 95% of them are. They just.
So then I'm listed under.
But they're not going to do anything crazy. But then there's a group of people listed there to take advantage of
this. And if you did the whole thing, if you combined it, then it's probably all R1 AAA.
Okay.
Cody was supposed to update this.
Well, I don't. I just.
I have to work on that.
If I don't ask, it never seems. Never changes.
And this is
R1AA.
Otherwise,
you have to start saying you can't do this and you can't do this.
Then how are they making that a parking lot?
They can put rocks down, like I said, when they park a truck on it, you run up to the township and tell us.
Take a picture and tell us, send it to us.
Putting rocks on it.
My son's in the drones big time, he's a big shot. But anyhow, I'm gonna have a drone, it's gonna take a picture every single night, so come back to his base. I don't even have to tell it to go out there and get it, and come back to his base.
Good.
Just a reminder.
You need to take a picture.
If they start parking trucks on the ground.
You need that and just.
I'm using the one there.
On the residential part?
Yeah, see, this part here is all residential. This whole section here is residential.
So is this like 40 or is this what?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Yep, and this is industrial here, okay? So we marked on his thing exactly what they are, so when you go to look at this, you put this on your refrigerator, you know. This part is residential, it's the older section of residential, and this is the newer section, okay? And so it's still residential, all of it is residential. This right here is industrial.
This is not them though, this is iron workers.
This is iron workers.
So where this black line ends, that's the parcel.
This is it right here, okay.
They're not trying to make their trucking all the way out there, are they?
Julie, you've got a pin, right here, that is the iron workers.
Is this one? It's that color.
This is the iron workers.
I can tell where, which one's which.
Yeah.
So this is the black outline is his parcel.
Mm-hmm.
And then on that parcel, there's three separate zonings. And he can use this I-1, he can park trucks there all day as long as it's on impervious surface, but he cannot park them here.
But and if he doesn't do the impervious surface and he keeps the gravel down, you need to let us know that as well, because we can then say, oh, you're breaking the rules.
And the reason being, like you said, if something leaks, it goes straight into the ground.
Mm-hmm. So again, that's why we want
all the blacktop means it's gonna go on the ground somewhere else.
Yeah, well, but still, it cost him money, okay? And that's
well, they're supposed to drain that and contain it. No, it's on. We can't turn it off until we adjourn the meeting.
Right. Thanks. All right. Thank you.
Can we have our paper back?
Oh, yeah, this is it. Sorry, that's the reason I had her put it down.
Thank you.
It was nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so we need a motion to enter executive session.
Motion.
Well, hold on. Oh, no, I got to read it. One, for the purpose to consider the appointment, employment, or compensation
of
a public employee or official. And two, which is necessary to consider negotiations with other political subdivisions respecting requests for economic development assistance. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Okay, I will second. Any discussion?
Nope.
Call the vote, please.
Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese?
Yes. Motion carries 2-0. Time into executive session will be 7:32. And I will pause these.
And I just bought my paper. I'm sorry, Julie. I didn't mean to mess with your recorder.
1 second. Oh, this one went off. All right, I'll just start a new one on that one. Okay, so we're back in regular session at 9:47 p.m. We have no further action, so we need a motion to adjourn.
Motion.
Thank you. I will second. Any discussion?
Nope.
Okay, Trustee Dick?
Yep.
Trustee Reese, yes. Adjournment time is 9:48 p.m.
Okay.
Okay, hold on.